What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back to pass, looks to the right, has an open receiver. It's Zacchaeus who gets away from two defenders and races into the end zone for a 36-yard catch and run. Makes the handoff, rolls to his right. No one's open right now, trying to buy time. Fires to the end zone and caught in the back of the end zone for the touchdown, Tyler Scott. As Chicago shuts out Buffalo 38-0 in preseason game number two.
This is called a neuralizer. It's a gift from some friends from out of town. This red eye here will isolate the electronic impulses in your brains, and more specifically the ones for memory.
What? What preseason?
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
I was going to make a joke like Victory Monday. Well, it's not a Victory Monday, guys. Here we go.
803-0550.
We'll start with the phone number. Hey, it's Jeremy and Joe. Happy Monday. Not a lot of sleep for this guy.
No, I mean, you're up doing Bill's squad show after the game, and it's an 8 o'clock preseason game. Who's scheduling that?
Yeah, that's
come on.
That's what we call grinding. Love of the game. Love of the game right there.
Right to the very end. You didn't think... We just record this one at halftime, fellas.
We did start with like 8 minutes left.
It was 28-0 right at halftime. Like, I think the story might be written here a little bit.
There's plenty to get to on the game, and we'll talk about Sean McDermott's comments as the Bears get a 38-0 beatdown of the Bills. And they have another embarrassing performance in the preseason, which you shouldn't be embarrassed about because it's the preseason, and they sat most of their players of consequence. It's a second straight year they get roasted by the Bears.
Uh-huh.
So take that for what it's worth. They also have had not up to our standard games before. And whatever. That's fine. Part of last night's game, if you went to bed early, consider yourself lucky. If you skipped it, consider yourself possibly lucky. One review I have of this game is, I'm going to make a golf comparison. Shocker. But when you're at a golf course and you see a group that is painfully slow, and they aren't letting someone through. When I see those moments, I feel physical anxiety for those people because I can't imagine what it's like to not know you're ruining everything here. You're ruining this course. You're destroying the pace of play. I feel anxiety for that. They don't know that.
Right.
That's how I felt about the officials last night.
Oh, man.
Another flag? Listen,
if the Bills...
What are you doing?
I think the Bills had a tough night. Stripes.
Another review? Guys, what's going on out there? The commissioner should have called. Fellas, folks, this is a preseason Sunday game in Chicago. We do not need to be reviewing these plays. Redo the second half kickoff? Do not do that. Why would anyone think you should do that? This is the group, again, that's slowing people down. Guess I got to go back to the tee and tee off again. No, you don't. Pick up and concede the hole. Right. No one cares here, folks. That game was a disaster on every level. That was a preseason game we were subject to. The Sunday night crew, we got Greg Olson. We got a grade
Greg
A broadcast.
Olson. Yeah.
A top-tier broadcast and officials that were paid by the word.
Yeah. How about the review of the spot of the ball to inevitably get a challenge on a play that was
beautiful,
so clearly a drop, and like we wasted, what was it, 8 minutes?
Remember, Joe, that's going to streamline things, right?
Yeah, well,
Streamline it.
Get the counter ready. Number one on preseason for everybody.
My favorite part of that was when Pereira got to, they asked him about the Hawkeye, and he was like, yeah, it's going to be pointless. I don't know why we're doing this.
He said, not only did he say it's going to be pointless, he said the league is really eager, or did he use the word hot?
He's hot.
The league is really hot to show this off.
Which is why they did McDermott want to challenge it, and they're like, hey, Sean, just keep it in your pocket for a minute because we want to show this off a little bit.
We got to show off this technology that doesn't change anything.
Mm-hmm.
This technology, the league, I feel like I'm just patting my own self on the back here, but I told you all the time, they want people to think they have solved the problem.
Yeah.
And that's why they're hot to show it, because they still think that 40% of viewers will be like, well, I mean, hey, the chip's in the ball. I guess they were short, which, of course, is not how it works. Oh, man. Officiating. Mike Pereira. In that review, also in the first quarter, he said, you know, guys, I'm assuming that blah, 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 blah. He's just guessing. A rules analyst comes on the screen in the first quarter of a preseason game to tell you he's just guessing what's happening on the field. It is 6:07 a.m. on a Monday, and we are here talking about 38-0 beatdown and officiating. Well, the Bills get smoked by the Bears.
Yeah, they had what was it, 120 something yards of total offense. What did they have? Frank Gore had like half their offense last night.
Yeah,
I know that. The final numbers came to 180. And he had 81. Of the 180. 528 to 180. If that were a regular season game, it'd be one of the biggest disparities in NFL history in terms of total yardage. 528 to 180. Caleb Williams played, so that helps, right? I mean,
he was great.
I had one group chat. The guys actually went away for a fantasy football weekend this week, and they're all like, look at this disaster in the first quarter. I'm like, guys, settle down. Look who's covering DJ Moore.
Right.
Codrington. Codrington is covering DJ Moore. He's a punt returner. Like, they don't care enough to put a real corner on him. They've got the punt returner covering the number one receiver. You don't have to care about it, especially the Bears starters just torching the Bills. Andreessen's covering Colston Loveland.
Right. Andreessen in coverage, which is something the Bills would try to avoid an awful lot. You do not want him in coverage, and he's covering Colston Loveland.
Right. In space, did he go ninth overall? Like, he was a top 10 pick, wasn't
he? Yep.
So, like, they had backups in against starters. I don't know if that's the excuse for the second half, you know, them still getting 0 points. But that at least was the start of the game for me. Like, this should look like this. The Bears are playing their guys, and the Bills are not. How many starters were even in for the Bills? One? Cole Bishop?
It's Cole Bishop.
And not that he looked great either, but.
And there was one other. Josh Palmer played briefly.
He caught, snaps. I got him here. One catch for 2 yards.
Okay.
For Josh Palmer. Yep.
Cole Bishop. I guess we'll have to decide how worried we should be about Cole Bishop and how worried the Bills will be about Cole Bishop. I mean, he's a young player who's not been on the field, and McDermott in postgame said he needs the reps. He was on a rep count. He might have played more, so he's still kind of coming back from whatever the injury is, right? Like, he's still working on that because he's on a rep count. And he got torched, I guess. Some of that's probably not his fault on every one of those plays. Maybe he misdiagnoses something. Maybe he's a little slow to get someplace. Or maybe the rest of the defense is also backups. I mean, I saw a lot of reaction to Damar Hamlin out there again. Like, right? Backup safeties. Like, these are your backups against the Bears starters. And the Bears, I thought this was a good point made by Jerry Ostrowski last night as I was listening to what he had to say. And he said the Bears, they want to prove a point. They want to tell everybody, we're here, take us seriously. It's Ben Johnson. He's got stuff to gain. It doesn't count in the standings, but it's a home game. It's the debut of, you know, his new look offense in Chicago. And what are the Bills? The Bills are not quite Tiger Woods in a practice round where you want to try some funky stuff, but they don't really care.
The Bills are the what would be the right sport here? This is gym class.
Yes.
And the Bills are the starting quarterback on the varsity football team. And guess what we're doing in gym class today, guys? We're playing flag football.
Right.
And here come the Bears, like, trying to go 100 miles an hour. And what's the varsity quarterback doing?
Sitting on the side.
Like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, throwing paper airplanes. Who cares? I don't need to do this.
That's kind of a little bit of how I felt about last night's games. Like, the Bills just, I mean, McDermott will talk like he cares and he has to, I think, but. And maybe you would believe that he really does to some degree, but their lineup would tell you that they don't really care if they lose this football game.
Right.
No one's going to remember it. Right?
Nope.
What do you remember about preseasons? Remember, I guess they remember they got shellacked by the Bears last year, but vaguely. And the Steelers once had the greatest preseason of all time and then won like 8 games. So
yeah, last 2 years ago, right? The Kenny Pickett preseason.
Yeah, they were like perfect in 4 preseason games.
The 0-16 Lions famously went 4-0.
Yep. Yeah, there's a million examples.
A million. And, you know, what do you remember about the preseason? If they get hammered by the Bears next year, we'll say, oh, you know what? They got hammered by the Bears last year, too.
Yeah. I did remember, I tweeted out the screenshot, maybe I jinxed them, that they did once upon a time come back from 27 down against the Bears in a preseason game.
Yeah.
But they did not do that last night.
The Chiefs,
they didn't score a single point.
The Chiefs last year went 0-3 in the preseason, also lost to the Bears.
Okay.
Lost to the Bears, Lions, and the Jaguars.
Maybe the Bears are just trying too hard in the preseason.
Well, it used to be the Ravens. The Ravens were the team that always tried and won in the preseason.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But I do think McDermott saying not up to their standards, like, that's – if you want to dig deep on what a coach is supposed to do, right, he's the guy that sets the tone for every practice. So when they get back to practice, what's he going to do? Walk in, ha-ha, slap backs, and say, eh, fellas, no big deal. Like, no, you can't.
He won't do that.
He can't do that. He's got to talk about the reps that – mistakes were made. And for the players that are depth players that are trying to make this roster, whether that's Tyrell Shavers, who had a nice performance from him, if it's Landon Jackson, you're wanting to see him win his reps, if it's Cole Bishop, whatever. Like, you've got young players out there, they want to get them up to speed in the program and get their results from it. So, you know, he's going to treat this as not the end of the world, but he's mad about it. And I think he has every right to be, because they're pretty brutal. They're pretty brutal. But from a game plan perspective, right, like, what are you going to do? And if it's Josh Palmer or if it's Elijah Moore missing a couple of catches, he had a couple of drops.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about other concerning things in the preseason, Curtis Samuel didn't play, of course, because he's not playing because he's hurt all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got your stuff.
The backup quarterbacks.
Sure. I don't know. The backup quarterbacks, they played – Trubisky played with an offensive line that looked like the Bills decided to roll the dice like they're playing Yahtzee. Every player, shake it up, boom. All right, let's go with Chase Lunt at right guard and shake it up again. All right, Vandermark's at left tackle. Like, they were just – they were moving everybody around. So if you missed the game, you missed very little. You saw the Bills' uniforms and Brandon Bean in an interview with Greg Olson and who was the play-by-play guy last night? I forgot.
Joel Micheletti? No, that's not right.
Whoever it was.
I don't know.
His name was Josh.
Okay.
Josh Allen on the sidelines doing an interview about getting married. We get those a lot this year. You know, it is what it is. So happy preseason. One more, and that'll be against the Bucs, and I wonder how much Cole Bishop will play in that game. I really think if there's one thing to come out of this game, I think it should be, well, whatever. Like, again, Bishop's out there trying to cover up for everybody else who's making mistakes too, but Bishop's been a story all year. They're leaning into him, they're trusting him, and he needs the reps. He needs the work.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
And McDermott saying he needs the reps is whatever. It's a statement to they got to try and get things on the same page by the time they play Baltimore. And I'm not sure if Bishop and Rapp will be, but it'll be a story all season long how long it takes those two to kind of spin up to speed and get what they need to be.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't do anything last night that would have made me any more hopeful about what he'll look like at the start of the year, if he's even out there. I'm also wondering about who makes the team at receiver again. Shavers looked okay yesterday. He didn't get the ball a lot. There's two Elijah Moore drops in there yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got everyone in the Bills media tweeting out like, oh, not a lock for the roster. Like, that was just like, it felt like that one was like in the drafts from everybody, just waiting for a moment. And then there it was. And then like, it might not be a lock. And I thought that more about Samuel, but you know, there's a couple drops by Moore, only caught one pass on 4 targets. And he's playing out there, so
yep.
in a game where most of your important guys aren't playing a lot.
Well, they've got a thing here, and this is less about preseason and more about roster construction. Did you see Joe Biscaglia of The Athletic suggest that Ogunjobi could be a cut candidate?
I did not see that, no.
Okay. Which, if he were to be
suspended.
Right. If he were to be cut, the Bills would eat so much dead cap for a guy that, like, you just sign and cut. And here's Samuel and Moore. I mean, Samuel probably makes the team because of contract. And Moore, if he were not to make the team, I mean...
Moore's cap hit is exactly the same whether he's on the team or not. Okay. It's $2.5
million. Yeah, that's...
So it's $2.5 million if he makes the team, and it's the dead cap figure is $2.5
million.
Right,
that's because they gave him $2.5 guaranteed on a one-year deal to round out the receiving core after they went to the draft and, you know, didn't take anybody of significance.
Right.
They go with Elijah Moore, which, all right, that could be a good idea. And here we are. It is, you know, August 18th, and he might not make the team.
So really, like, I don't know what the better way to do that would be. Who's saving you more money? You release Elijah Moore today, savings $0. You release Curtis Samuel today, and it's $400,000. Like, really, it's the same thing,
right?
Right. Like, so you kind of have the money tied up in both of them, and I don't know. Do they feel like they'd rather have neither of them right now?
Yeah. Doesn't it feel like you'd rather have...
I don't know. Well, I don't know if that should be true of Moore. Samuel's not on the field. Like, camp, maybe it's been quiet for him, but has anyone said he's had a bad camp? Maybe that's part of the message last night, is that, hey, his camp hasn't gone that well, and now here's a couple drops in a preseason game, but we haven't been coming in every day saying, like, oh, man, Elijah Moore looked rough today.
No, that's right. And I shouldn't say you'd rather have neither of them on the team, because you don't want to elevate, like, a KJ Hamler and Christian Wilkerson, but...
Well, KJ Hamler.
It is a position.
He looks good when the ball's in his hands.
He does. He looks fast.
He's fast.
It is a position that occasionally we do talk about, and you know, sometimes it tends to get memorable. But anyway, the Bills lose to the Bears 38-0. Final tail of the tape in yardage was 523-180.
Mm-hmm.
And Frank Gore Jr. looked pretty good. Other than that, you know, you had Frank Gore Jr. and Shavers, and Jordan Hancock looked good before he left with a shoulder injury.
Yeah.
He said in the locker room he's fine. So, for what it's worth, we'll see if he is fine. Mm-hmm. He said he's fine. We'll get some calls in. You want to react on the Bills' second preseason game? Have at it. We're here to tell you what happened, bring you the sounds from it, and, you know, don't accuse us of freaking out. We all stayed up to watch a game on a Sunday night that ended up 38-0 and was a flag-ridden slog. So cut everybody some slack. Mike in Connecticut leads us off. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Just a couple things. I usually come a little bit more organized, but I haven't called the show in a while. But I would say I'm probably in one of the top percentile of optimistic Bills fans, but it was so bad. I went to bed last night at, like, the third quarter. But just a few things I want to point out. I don't know how, or else there's a few. The first one is, I don't know how Dane Jackson can make this roster. You know, I thought, you know, he was in that bucket of, like, Levi Wallace and, you know, Kevin Johnson when we got him from the Texans. Like, you know, just that, like, complimentary cornerback to that, you know, is solid. But I understand he was not out there with starters. But one, I don't know how he is rosterable. Two, you know, I don't like to overreact because I like to give guys times, but I've just been super unimpressed with Landon Jackson. And it just looks like he's so slow. Like, he doesn't move that great laterally. And I don't know. I'm very interested to see what the Bills do with the defensive line, because I feel like, regardless with Ogunjobi and Hoyt having suspensions, I just don't know who the Bills are, you know, going to have to make a tough decision on. It's like you draft Dwayne Carter in the third round, and, you know, some people thought he played well last night. You know, I didn't specifically, wasn't just watching Dwayne Carter, but it's going to be very interesting to see what the Bills do. And in terms of the last two things I'll say is the wide receiver room. You know, obviously I don't know everything or watch every single thing about special teams, but, you know, I really like Shavers. I think he's been really consistent, and I like the steady growth. And for the most part, he seems sure-handed last night. You know, Elijah Moore, higher pick. He just looks so underwhelming. And lastly, I'll say, I know the Bills were shuffling around people last night, but I don't know, Ryan Vandermark, especially being a guy who's been around, I just unimpressed, and just kind of want to hear your guys' thoughts on that. And obviously it's preseason. I don't like to overreact, but I don't know. Just there's certain things that I feel like you expect from guys who have been in the locker room a little bit longer, and that's it.
A couple things, Mike. I got two. Quick on Landon Jackson. He definitely does not look fast or agile or bendy, and that's some of the stuff you heard about him. He's supposed to be like a power guy, power defensive end. He might be really good at setting the edge for them. He's a young player, but if you're looking for bendy, twitchy pass rusher Landon Jackson, I just don't think that's who he is.
No.
And then on the receiver room, and this is something I thought on the way in today. Consider that for a moment, how much I think about wide receivers, and I had this thought today in the 5 o'clock hour. I thought, when it's all said and done, all of our how are they going to get by at receiver, it's not going to come down to who we thought it comes down to. It really is going to come down to whether or not Palmer and Coleman are good. Those are the two guys that are going to matter on whether or not the receiver room is good. Because Elijah Moore or Curtis Samuel or Shavers or tossing the next guy up when somebody gets hurt, these are the third, fourth, fifth receivers on the board, fourth, fifth, sixth. And it's Shakir, who we know is good. And who else is going to be good? Is it going to be Palmer or Coleman? They're going to need one of those two to be good. And if one of those two is good, then they're probably fine because they got pass-catching backs that they'd like to use. Kincaid. That's another thing about this game yesterday. There's no presence from tight ends without Kincaid or Knox out there. So
no, Latu with a bad drop yesterday.
Right, Davidson,
not that he was going to make the team anyway.
No,
probably,
Davidson's had a terrible preseason with lots of mistakes.
Yeah.
So, I would almost want to say, take it for what it's worth. When this offense is operating the way it wants to, they're utilizing tight ends and backs, and that's an offense last night that didn't really do that.
I will say, though, I am disappointed that we are sitting here on August 18th, and it feels like the Elijah Moore, Curtis Samuel combo right now is just at a zero for them. Because, sure, they are not high on the depth chart when you come into to training camp and into the preseason, but both of them have had a profile that made me think they could help a lot and make an impact on offense this year. Moore's profile as a player, Samuel, some of the things he's done in the past, not with the Bills last year. And maybe this is not giving Shavers enough credit, or maybe I'm doing too much with the draft status of these players, but I considered Moore and Samuel players that could help them a lot on offense this year. And as good as Shavers has looked in camp and preseason, I just never really give any real possibility to the fact of him making an impact on the offense. Like, he can make the team, and he can come in and block and maybe catch a pass every other game, but I've never considered the possibility that Tyrell Shavers is actually making a week-to-week impact on the offense the way that I considered that for Moore and Samuel.
Yeah.
So for them to be having bad summers here, or if you want a bad August, if that's even fair to say about them, I think that should be a disappointment.
And that's even if you want to consider Samuel as having a summer, because he's been out the entire time. He missed all of camp.
Right.
And he's getting close to a return. And that's one thing about the Bills' numbers game that'll get interesting. I almost wonder if they wish Samuel was not close, because he's getting close.
Because then you could put him on IR or something. Yeah.
It's going to force a decision on what to do and who's got to go. And, Shavers has done enough to make the team. And whether that's cutting or saying goodbye to Elijah Moore, I don't think you're going to do that with Curtis Samuel. We did get a couple of trades in the NFL yesterday, so maybe
John Mechie was one of them, right?
John Mechie, who has played sparingly.
Yeah, he was a second-round pick. He missed a year with leukemia, and then he's been like a backup for Houston.
Yeah, nice player. Is Alabama, right?
Yes,
John Mechie?
Alabama slot receiver.
Yeah. 803-0550. It's a football Monday to a degree. The Bills get hammered in the preseason in Chicago. They kind of no-show. We'll get you some of Sean McDermott's comments. Pam Oliver on the sideline talking with Josh Allen. We'll get to, if you missed that, maybe we can have a conversation about their conversation. She asked him about help in the draft on the offensive side of the ball. So plenty to get to. Hope you enjoyed it last night. Whatever, it's football. Even when the Bills are getting hammered in a preseason game, we still get to watch the Bills. So it was an adventure.
0 points, though.
So. 0 points. Caden Davis missed a 57-yard field goal that they got as a gift because it was such a preseason game that the Bears just went for a fourth down at the end of the half.
Yep.
Like, sure, let's do something here. And the Bills went out and tried to kick a field goal, did not get it. On the receivers, on the defensive line, the young additions, on their performance last night, if you want to give us something you saw, We're happy to chat about it with you. Jeremy and Joe on WGR. It is chilly out there. It is quarter zip season.
Yes, it is.
It sure feels like quarter zip season. So make sure you're packing a layer because it is a little chilly this morning. Jeremy and Joe, your calls all day. Sal at 8 here on WGR.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.